Okey-dokey, let's go.
We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. We'd like to welcome everybody out to the March 11th Sandy Valley Citizens Advisory Council meeting. Would everybody please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Right, today we're missing Greg Neff and Randy Einhausen. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. We don't have any items on the agenda. So we'll move on to the approval of the minutes for February 11th, 2025.
One of you makes the motion.
Anyone?
Motion to approve.
All in favor of approving the minutes for February 11th? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Pass on the affirmative. And then the approval for today's agenda, March 11th, 2025.
Motion to approve.
All in favor of the approval? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, item passes. We'll move on to our informational items. First, we'll receive a report from Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department.
Good evening, Ken Smith, Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. Please don't all mob up on me at once. These large gatherings always terrify me. Month of February, we ended up with 17 medical calls, 4 Flight for Life, 3 fires, and 2 motor vehicle accidents. We didn't have to deal with saying bye to any of our local residents. That was refreshing. On side, Sunday the 16th, we're trying to throw together some more food for the community. First come, first serve, starting at 5. It's going to be pulled pork this time. So if you're interested, we'll have the doors open and ready to go. Couple of things. We are coming into April. April is known for snake bites. Most common places to get bit, hands, feet, ankles. So please be cautious where you step. As the weather starts to warm up, they start coming out of hibernation and they're hungry and sometimes they get drunk. So don't come rushing up on. I've got some information on it. I'll go ahead and post on the board. Feel free to read through it. I do want to give a shout out to one of our good community neighbors, and that's going to be Gunship Helicopter. We had a fire situation yesterday with one of the homes over at the airport. Through their quick thinking and their rapid action, they ended up going over with one of their 300-pound extinguishers and started applying some powder to it and helping keep that thing controlled until we were able to get crews together, get water on that scene, and save that house. That was an amazing feat. And again, this is a group of guys that, I mean, they're out here doing business, and they have that commitment to the community. They want to be that good neighbor. So, shout out to them.
Thank you. That was
I really wish one of them was here, but. And, you know, and the thing is, everyone just acted so outstanding with it. It was really nice not, you know, having people throw rocks at us. You know, all of that chased us away. No, let it burn. From time to time, that may have happened. But, no, this actually went really good yesterday, so we're really happy with that.
Do you know what caused it?
It looks like it was some embers from a barbecue.
Oh.
And it just, it got missed, and so caused some issues on that. So I do hope they get everything cleaned up and put back together real quick, but I think they're going to have to deal with their insurance company. That's not my deal. Short of that, any questions for me? Perfect.
Cool. Thank you very much, Sam.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. We'll receive a report from Metro.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Officer Isbell, Izzy.
Nothing to report, but we sure love everybody in Sandy Valley. Any questions for us? We're around.
All right, cool. We love you guys too. We'll receive a report from BLM Law Enforcement.
Hello, everybody. James Boyle with the Bureau of Land Management. Don't really have a whole lot of new information to report. We're still looking into a couple of legal dumping cases in the general area around the community. So if you see anyone hauling their junk from their house out to the desert, we would sure love to have a chat with them. But other than that, please be safe with the warming weather. OHV activity is going to increase. And all recreational activities are going to increase on public land, so just be cautious of everything. But other than that, be around if you have any questions.
All right, thank you very much. We'll receive a report from Sandy Valley Schools. Spring athletics is going on. So softball's had their first couple of games. They've lost the first two, but they've got a lot of young players, so they're kind of teaching them the ropes. And baseball is 3-1 right now, so they've had a good start. They had a comeback win today, which was awesome. You might have heard that our principal has taken another position at Basic High School. So we, this week, are starting the process, the hiring process for a new principal. It is going to take several weeks. It goes through the school organizational team, the SOT, and it starts tomorrow. We get desirable qualifications, characteristics that we want in the new one. The school kind of gathers together, puts through the SOT. Then they're going to advertise the position. Then there will be interviews that will include members of the SOT. The school organizational team is made up of licensed staff members, teachers, support staff members, and parents as well. So there's kind of a mix of different people, and they'll be involved in those interviews. Then the SOT will rank the candidates in the order that they want, and then eventually that list will go back to the school district. They're going to make a decision that comes back to the SOT for approval, and there's another step. If they don't approve the persons there, then it goes, the school district will look at the next candidates that were on that list, and then that person will be chosen. So that's kind of the short version of that. But that's happening. That's going to start the process this week. So I don't know if there's any other questions on that. I don't have a huge amount of information about it, but I can give you what I know. Yeah.
I won't be able to be there for public comment, but is it possible to send an email to somebody and have my public comment read for that?
I don't see why not. I don't know the procedure, but I can, if you want to send it to me, I can.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is all new to me. This is my first time kind of going through this. I've sat in on the SOT for assistant principal interviews, so I've done that. I've been around it a little bit with that.
I did it for the last school we were at, but it's not part of the official SOT.
Yeah.
I did hear it's a little different this year.
Is it?
Because there was a lot going on, and I think that because before, if the SOT didn't want somebody, or they still just hired whoever, but now I guess it's going back and forth, and that's what the SOT meeting, I believe, is going to be about on Wednesday, is explaining everything and then going through those.
And we have someone coming out
characteristics and stuff
to talk to the staff tomorrow, which I think is going to clarify that for all of us as well. And then we have our first in a series of meetings tomorrow with the SOT. All right. We'll receive a report from Valley Electric.
Good evening, everybody. Probably the biggest thing I have is there's going to be an open house on March 20th. It's going to be at the Senior Center. Doors are going to open at 6. The presentations are going to start at 6:30. Our new CEO will be here for sure. We have a chance to meet him. His name is Robbie Hamlin. Subjects, I expect to hear some things about the upcoming time of use, about the new solar policy. And one thing we've been talking about is a rate increase. I was hoping to get a hold of a graphic that I'd seen during some of my meetings. We're doing really good as far as our power costs. Our power costs, if you watch your power cost adjuster, you know you're paying about 3 cents a kilowatt hour less than our original 14 and a half cents. But our other costs have been going up. Costs for things like poles and insulators and transformers, just like everything else, there's been inflation. One thing we want to do is the company is real stable right now, and we want to keep that stability. So we want to make sure that we don't do what some of the past administrations have done, where they did not have timely increases, and the finances were not as good as they should have been. So this is one thing that we're looking at. Oh, this is something that I talked about at the first meeting. One thing that is going on at Valley is they find out that since their jobs are good paying in some of our high tech, that they have trouble with people coming in and leaving. So what they've been trying, it's been working real well, is they try to train and promote from within. And they find out that so far this is working really well. So hearing that, I thought that would be something that I should bring to this community and something to think about. Like linemen, I know are well paid, I don't know what they make, but that might be, that's one reason why we have changes in our linemen, because they can move around, because it's a high paying job, you can go just about anywhere in the country and do it. So this is a reason why we might want to think about getting our young and maybe heading towards some of the jobs that we have at Valley. That's all I have.
Thank you. We'll receive a report from Clark County Parks and Recreation. Is Shauna around?
Shauna? She's there.
Shauna?
She's dreaming. Sorry, I've got other things going on. I don't really have anything. What I have is a bulletin board.
Okay. Thank you. We'll receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services.
So I can't believe there's so few people here for the biggest announcement I think I've ever had.
Oh, no.
We keep waiting and waiting, and it's not there.
$11.5 million was approved for our road.
Oh, my God! It's
going to bid the beginning of April. It takes 4 to 6 months to start. Why, I don't know, it's ridiculous. It takes 4 to 6 months for the bids to close, for them to review the bids, for them to do all the construction stuff. So 4 to 6 months, we should be starting to see construction. Yeah. And it's a seven month process.
Wow.
Well, they're not going to get Las Vegas Paving to do it then. They can't do anything in 7 months.
There you go. Kind of
anticlimactic. I'm super excited.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And just so you know, I know there have been people here talking about how the commissioner doesn't do anything. Normally, we would not be able to get that bid package until it had gone through some other process. And the commissioner stepped in and said, no, we are not going to wait any longer. And so we found a different way to do it, so we were able to get the bid going before the money was approved. So he really stepped in there, because we were sick of it. We're sick of the delays, so we got that going. So very exciting. We have, if you guys want a flyer, we're having Shakespeare in the Park, and we're having our little Renaissance fair to go with it. I talked to a guild. I'm not a Renaissance Fair person, but I talked to a guild, and they're going to come out. The king and queen are going to come out, and it's the same king and queen that do the big Renaissance Fair at Sunset Park. So they're going to come, and some of their other people are going to come and be Renaissance Fairy things. We're going to have food trucks, activities from 4 to 7, and then at 7 we have Shakespeare that we're bringing in a big mobile stage, and it's going to be a comedy of errors. At 7, so everybody can bring their blankets and chairs and watch the show.
And
so,
what's the date again?
April 5th. Saturday, April 5th.
Cool.
So wear your finest Renaissance garb. The Mandel Band is coming, and they were supposed to send me a flyer. I think it's in June. They were going to send me a flyer with a date, but we have it scheduled. It's a Tuesday. I think that's it. Well, we have, then we're going to have, we're doing Shoes That Fit at the school. We're coming out, and all the kids from K through 5th get a new pair of shoes. That's the 26th, the 27th. And then next month we have the Missoula Children's Theater on the 19th. So I'll share those again next month. But Missoula lots of fun stuff coming up.
It's going to be a fun play.
Yes, ma'am.
Somebody asked me to ask you anything happening to the solar down by you. Nothing? Yes.
They have submitted an application. It has been accepted by San Bernardino County. I am on it. I have talked to Congresswoman Susie Lee's office. They are aware of it and aware of our concerns. Right now, it's in review to see if it's even going to move forward. I have made sure that they know that there needs to be notification, and Commissioner Jones is asking for a meeting with the county supervisor of San Bernardino County. So I don't know that he's going to take a stance one or the other, but he wants to meet with him to know what's going on and to make sure that our voices are heard, even though it's not in Clark County. So yeah, I'll put something out for me as an individual here pretty soon to have a little informational meeting so we can gear up on budget. So, yeah.
Yeah. I would ensure that the state engineer is informed of this based on our water and the aquifer that they'll be tapping into for that that project. So there's I think they can make an issue with that.
I would like to think so. I've been involved with quite a few other solar projects, the ones near Perron, the one up in there, and they really don't use that much water. I know there's disagreement on that from my experience and the research I've done and talking to different people that have done it. They don't use that much water. I would love it if that was going to be our silver bullet. I don't think it is. I mean, I will still ask, but I'm just saying from my experience, they don't use that much water. And they don't wash them, when they get dust on and whatever, the percentage of that it lowers the effectiveness isn't worth the time, the manpower, and the water to wash them. Mm-hmm. So, I know, I wish. But there are some other things that I've been finding out that may be with our fight. So, and I know that the new administration has cut a lot of funding for solar. Unfortunately, that's on public lands. This is on private property, so that doesn't help us either. So.
That's very prime desert tortoise habitat.
I was just going to say, isn't it?
Desert tortoise habitat is one thing. Mesquite trees are protected in California. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff. I have a whole link. I got a lot of information. So, but we'll handle that outside of here.
I got something for you.
Yeah.
Is it possible to have the Public Works come out and maybe blade Hopi between Quartz and Pearl leading up to the school? We've got kids that are walking through there, and there's bushes, creosote bushes, and the kids are
along
walking
the sides of the road.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm like, they're gonna put the concrete.
No.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And there has been, let me write that down for you. Further up the zigzag, like gypsum, boraxy kind of area up there, there's been, the roads are really very poofy and not very passable. And I talked a while back about we've done an inventory of the roads to see which ones are the worst of the worst. And then Metro helped me with that. Then the fire department went out and told me which ones are concerns for them for life safety. So Public Works Maintenance is going to be doing, they have project ready to go to grade, to gravel some of the roads that are the priority on the priority list. But their guys are finishing up a couple projects in town, and then we'll be out here. So that you'll be seeing that in the next couple months.
North Mojave, beautiful. Somebody took it upon themselves,
yeah,
Graveled the whole thing, and that was just a big puff.
And there was a lot of discussion on Facebook and lots of misinformation about how roads work. I think if you guys have been to these meetings at all, you know how that works. But I am putting together a document that I'm going to share that talks about how are roads dedicated, why are they county roads but not maintained. And one very interesting thing, I've always known it was tens of thousands of dollars to bring your road up to standards. It's close to $1 million for in town. If you have to do curb, gutter, sidewalk, it's close to $1 million for a quarter of a mile. So I don't like the poof dirt either, but I'm going to save my quarter of $1 million or $1 million for.
I love poof dust.
listen, I'll take it. It's the trade-off, and it's not that the county doesn't think we're important, and it's not that we don't pay our taxes. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with we aren't required to do the work, so they aren't going to do the work either. But I think it's a pretty good trade-off. So, but it doesn't mean that we won't come out when there is an emergency or things are impassable or there's life safety issues. So. All right.
Cool. Thank you very much. We do not have any planning and zoning items, nor do we have any general business. So we'll move to comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the council's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up, clearly state your name and address, spell your last name for the record. If any member of the council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the council by majority vote.
Oh,
yes.
You can. No. Hi, my name is Christina Tribal. Yeah. I live at 2815 Garnet Avenue, TRYBUL. I'm also the constable for Good Springs. So as of December 4th, 2024, I had a meeting with the legislature about changing laws with having to deal with squatters. This is going to be with you guys too. They also asked me what my highest type of work that I do most would be evictions. They asked me a couple of other questions, and at the end is when I brought up the squatter rights. So I've been speaking with Senator Stone and Senator Donay also about the squatter rights. I'm having to send information to them about having the laws changed and revised. Since I've done so, I've opened a can of worms, and a lot of constables throughout Clark County have come aboard, and we are currently looking at revising the law with the senators. They are sending me emails. I look at new bills or revising bills, give my thoughts via email, and from that point on, then they will look at revising the bills again before these are set in stone. But I will keep everybody abreast upon what happens. Metro will be more involved as it looks, which is a good thing. But I can't give out a lot of details because it is in a revision at the moment, and I will keep everybody abreast, though, of what our findings are in the end when it does become a permanent bill for the state. I'm asking also for a higher, stricter first offense, monetary. Ours currently is $2,000 and up to 1 year in jail for first offense. Second offense is the same, third to fourth offense, they consider a Class D felony along with a $5,000 fine. I think that needs to be raised. And it's just a concern for all of us. I am going for the homeowner, mind you, on this. And I believe this is a serious topic that needs to be altered. I'm also looking at extending the time period from a 5-year time period that a squatter can actually own residency to a 10-year, since we are one out of, well, six states out of the United States have a 5-year minimum to own property. The rest of 44 states in the continental U.S. are 10 to 15 years. So I'm trying to raise that as well as part of the bill revisement. We're also looking at having Metro more involved. I will get with you guys because I can kind of elaborate a little bit more with them. But other than that, again, this is just not written in stone yet, and I will let you know what the outcome comes. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much. Gail.
All right. Gail Beckman. Saturday is the pancake breakfast at the Senior Center. It's open to all of the public. The last Monday of the month, which lands on the 31st, my husband and I put on an open mic at the bar. It's for people who think they're talented. anyway, last time we had Al Marquis doing cowboy poetry, and there were a couple different guitar musicians that played guitar and sang, and they went on way past the time we ended the event, so they were the entertainment for the rest of the night, so that was fun. So do come out. We have a stand-up, jokes, guitar, singing, whatever else. And then our first event for Standing Mesquite is going to be Easter. It lands on April 20th. The event starts at 1, and the Easter egg hunt is over at 1:08. So, and then people hang out to have pictures with the Easter Bunny, and I've gotten with Metro to have the Easter Bunny arrive by police car this year. So,
in cuffs.
Yeah, we're thinking of in the back, yeah. So, anyway, well, year before last, he arrived by Burrow, and the Burrow just wanted to stop in the middle of the park, and Cedar's going, kick him, kick him. And he's going, the Easter Bunny can't kick a Burrow. So he just get down and block the rest of the way. He couldn't be mean with the Burrow. So, anyway, okay, so yeah, Easter's the next event, and then after that, we're doing a new event, Cinco de Mayo, which lands on the 4th. It'll be Sunday, the 4th of May, and that'll be a big event here at the park that starts at noon. So, brand new theme. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Gail. Do we have any other comments? Yes, Stephanie.
So our church, the LDS Church, has an event in April. I have some flyers on the table and on the bulletin boards, and they're like everywhere. I'm working on that. But our branch has been in town for 50 years in April, so we're having a big celebration. Free to everyone. We want everyone to come out and just see our branch and experience the fun that we are. We have games and food and it'll be fun and exciting for the whole family.
Yes. Doing a pit barbecue, like, yeah, should be good.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any other comments?
I have one comment.
Yeah.
Can we talk about making the meeting earlier? This is painful, and I think that's part of the reason we don't get a lot of people coming. But 7:30 is ridiculous. Anyway, just throwing that out there.
Moving it to earlier?
Yeah. I mean, and I know Standing Mesquite is early.
I know, we can move ours to 6 and you to 7.
You can move to a different day, too. I mean, it's just, this is the latest meeting of any of the 19 CACs in Clark County, by far. The closest one, I think, is 6:30. I think all, no, 7.
7.
So, can we just give it some thought? Because it's just painful. Comment.
All right, thank you. Any other comments? Well, we can't necessarily discuss that at this point. If we want to put that on the agenda, we can discuss it.
Oh,
I do have a comment. I have one more comment. I put out the happenings on the 15th and the 1st of every month, and it's free for any announcement of any event. I put that in the calendar, and if I'm getting lazy, I'll put the whole flyer in there. So it doesn't cost for the school or what, you know, anything you want to let me know about. And I did start the mid-month paper because by the first of the month, I wouldn't get all the info and find out on Facebook, this is going on and that is going on, because people forget about they have a free resource. So I still email to, I think I'm at 520 people now. So it does get out to several and people in Vegas. So it's a thought.
Mention that to the school too, to let them know that that's another avenue.
Yep.
Thank you. Any other comments? All right, our next meeting will be on April 8th. This meeting is adjourned.
Norton Street. That's the way we like it.